He'd give
it. 13.
He'd give it.
So we'll make another attempt to finish the Mishnah. We have two mandarim left. And the Derech HaToyv and the Derech HaRa. So, in Yeshua, there's a Benorach we have left. In Reb Shimon, the Shimon Aimer, the Midah Tova of Reb Shimon, is Arayas and Noilad. Arayas and Noilad. And Reb Lezer, this is Reb Lezer Merach, Aimer, Leiv Tov. In the reverse, in the negative. So, in the Reb Shimon, we have the Chiddush. Contrary to all the other four, the negative is a direct opposite of the positive. Shochin toiv, shochin ra. Leiv toiv, leiv ra. Chaver toiv, chaver ra. Get to Reb Shimon, says Arayas and Noilad. So what's the opposite of Arayas and Noilad? What's the ra? What's the derech ra that is corresponding to the negative form of Arayas and Noilad? So in Arayas and Noilad. No, that doesn't work. No in Arayas and Noilad. Instead, we have a very strange statement, which Reb Shimon says, Haloiva ve'inu mashala. So we have two major problems with Reb Shimon. One is, what is this? This seems to be picking on some particular negative maisa that a person does. We don't necessarily, right off the surface here, the relationship between this and the positive number. And we certainly don't hear that this is a clearer statement of the opposite number of the negative form of Arayas and Noilad. That's problem number one. Problem number two is that in all of the other Tanoim, it was sufficient for them to make their statement, and they finish right there. They didn't have to get it involved. Leiv toiv, nikuda. Shochen toiv, nikuda. Finish, that's all. They don't have to add anything else. He needs a whole another very, on the surface, sounds poetic or dramatic statement. Just to say Aloivim in Mishalim wouldn't be sufficient. He has to add Echa Aloivim in Ha'odom Kaloivim in Ha'mochi. A person borrows from his friend, from another person, is like he borrowed from the Rebbeinu. And you can't have such a statement go by without anything. You need a makor for it. Shinemah, Apostle. Loive Roshem Lo Yishalim. Now the title Rosho is something that a person can come by in many ways. We would have at least 365 ways available from the Torah to attain a level of a Rosho. Any person who does an Aveira, who makes it certainly, would be called a Rosho, unlike the Benin says in Shai Tshuva, that even a person is over the Rabbanan could be called a Rosha. So if we want to talk on that level, anything that a person does that's wrong could qualify for the Rosha. If you want to talk about the totality of a person's status, so that we have the famous Gemaras and Huma, the Rambam, Tshuva, that goes Bosa Roif. The person was Me'achuz, or 90% Achuz, or 80% Achuz. But he has one problem. One time he fell in, didn't say it, and it was a loiv, and he got stuck in a mishalim. So, labeled Russia for life, that's it. This guy didn't do it. Loiv the Russia will let you shalim. So, no Russia. If we're talking about Russia in terms of the Prat, Russia behind Maisa, so that can be said about anything. So what did we see in this pasuk? Chal Shabbos is a Rasha. Person doesn't take off my Sheni is a Rasha. any Aveira that there is in the Torah could be called Rasha. And we're talking about the Klal of Hashem of Rasha, which would have to be. Otherwise, the first Kasha would have no place. Then for one Maisa, you don't get a title of Klal. You look at as a Rasha. The indication of this Mishnah, which is, we brought away the Binyan in the beginning, we've been going through, that we're talking about Klolim over here. We're talking about such drop in Klolim that mostly we were emphasizing the positive, that if a person goes down that path, it has b'koichoi to misachin kol midoy, so we don't know the enemy. So that indicates to us that the pshat is b'emet, that this one ma'aseh has the capability, and that's the chiddush what he brings the pasuk for, has the capability to uproot the person's status completely and go from tzaddik to rasha. That's a very powerful and dangerous statement. We need some explanation. So far, we're a little bit in the dark about the Shem. This one is a little bit difficult, and that the statements themselves are not clear, and you see that Shem had to labor more than any of the other Tanoim in explaining his Mahalach. They had two studim Yisekal in Reb Shimon. Number one is that they just had to say the exact reverse. Number two, they didn't need to add any explanations. Here we have both. We're going to try, if we can, to get to a Lazer also. That's Leiv Toiv Leiv Ra. The emphasis we've really already spoken about that in the pre Yom Kippur, pre Rosh Hashanah. We spent quite a few minutes speaking about Leiv Toiv and Leiv Ra, Kodesh HaRotzon, and basically Rav Lozer has already been covered. So we'll concentrate mostly on Shimon, and if we have any time left at the end of this year, maybe we'll make a quick synopsis of the things that we said before. Leiv Toiv, the Kodesh HaRotzon, and the people of the different stodim of the idea of Leiv Toiv have really been covered in previous year. So let's see, let's concentrate a little bit, try to understand what the Rishonim has to say for us. All of the Rishonim, each one, the Signoinoi, point out the direct correlation between the Midah that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai gave Rav Shimon and the Midah that Rav Shimon, the Derech that Rav Shimon is pointing out for us, the Derech HaTayiv, that the Midah of Rav Shimon was that he was a Yerei Chet. Obviously, on a lower level, we could call it a prerequisite. On a deeper level, we can see that it's kimat hayuhach. It's two expressions of the same concept. First we'll see it's simply a prerequisite to be a Yorei Chet. Is to be a Reyes HaNoilad. Meaning, most Chatoim that come our way, we usually finish doing them before we realize that we're in the Shasnan side. Generally, in most unless Chas V'Shalom, a person is morgul b'chet. He did it yesterday, he did it the day before, he did it last year, and he has every reason to assume that he's going to do it again next year. That may be different. And, you know, the person knows that he has a problem. He knows that whenever this front comes, they sit and they speak Lashon Hara. Whatever problem that particular person has, if he has Chas V'Shalom, a chet that he's get of a mumer to. He's not showing me from that. That bachalal is a different level, which is right now not our subject. We're talking about the avirus that come by in one of two ways. Either because the person didn't even pay attention that there's any of the involved to him. He was totally unaware. He was going, his mahalach was sailing, and until he himself or somebody else pointed out to him, he was totally unaware that there was anything wrong with his ma'aser. And the other hand is where the yetzer comes with a zbing attack, the blitzkrieg kind of attack that the yetzer can come on very exceptional circumstances usually. And all of a sudden, really in the chanami, the madriga of the person, his general hanhaga, his madriga ruchni, he was not fitting for this aveir. But the yetzer sometimes comes a guerrilla attack. We're looking. All of a sudden, the Yetzer brings a big Yisrael to do something that's wrong in whatever area. And even though that at the time, the person may be aware that things are not so black, not like the first Mahalach, but the strength of the attack left them unprepared. He didn't have proper defenses up. And before, he got the 1 second, and it was over. He woke up 2 days later. And it tells me, both of them, the tzadashava of both of these two basic ways that most of the errors come our way, are that the shasan soyan, meaning the time where a person should have made sure it didn't happen, where real the prior was supposed to take place, is not at the time of the event. This is a yesod that we learn here in this Mishnah, and Sosa Sharon explains by Rikus and the Shara Zihus, that people assume that the Shasa Nisayin is the Shasa Deveir. And that is true in rare cases. But as a matter of fact, it's not just that there is a Kiddush, that there could be a different thing, but in general, most of it is of most people. Unless it comes from the things that a person's tama hefgrin, like you said. Something you're not hefgrin, come behasachatas, come because you weren't watching, come because you weren't prepared, you didn't have your defenses up, you weren't set up to deal with the situation, you were taken by surprise, and you weren't properly prepared. At the time that the Messiah already hits you in the head, the person is in fact really not prepared for it. And what do you want from him? What can you do? He's going to wait till the time when the Avera comes his way. It's too late. Maybe b'chol oifen, there's a certain circumstance with each person that he has the capability of arousing agaras haseichel, like the Ben Eina says at the beginning of Shai Tshuva. And he can make a quick counterattack and save the day. Yeah, that's more of an exception. It's a kiddush. When a person class or shalom, there's not a p'tur. We're not talking a p'tur here. Avad, if a person finds himself in a situation, he can't say, well, we're in the shir, then it's too late. I can just go right ahead. Because it's too hard. I can't stop myself. No. Avad, that at the time, even if the person finds himself in shalom, so he has to do the best he can. Sometimes, like Yisrael Salanta says, the best he can is that lefochis b'shas ma'aseh, to be aware of his treacherous situation, that he's in being swept away by the Yetzer Hara, out of control. And gevichas, a person should feel the pain of losing his humanity, at least temporarily. Humanity, a person is supposed to drive himself. When he's in a situation where he has to say, I'm an oinus. Oinus by who?
Humanity is drive.
A human person, the tzuras enosh, the tzelem elokim. Person wants to take, you walk around because that's also a person like everybody, right? But you're only a person like anybody. If you only attain that quality, that difference between a human being and an animal, and that you have a kayachot b'chira, and that you have the capability of using your seichel to direct your actions. At the time that you throw up your hands and say, I'm not responsible because my grandfather was a nice man or something, and that's my third grade teacher yelled at me, you know, whatever else that people use for ptur, as they throw up their hands. Even if there may be some emes in what they're saying, but they don't realize what they're doing. If they're throwing up their hands, it means throwing up their title of humanity. So, and if a person would be given and says, is that what you mean? No. But once he would realize that that's what it means, and he says, no, one second. If that's what it means, let's think it over. I'm not so sure I'm giving it so fast. I thought the pshat is, it's just a question of whether I'm going to get a traffic ticket. That's also giving an excuse, so I don't get the traffic ticket. So I have an excuse. Yeah. Signed by the principal. Well, here's the excuse. Okay. But if you realize that, no, a person who's out of control, that's a steering definition. You can't say a person who's out of control. A person without control means that he's not a person. The definition of a person in control. So you, as soon as you want to throw up your hand so fast, are you ready to say that right now you're an animal? You're living like an animal? You're not functioning as a human being? I hear the problem, but maybe there's a solution. Not so quick. So the Chanamim, we shouldn't have to come mixture from this. Vadai, even b'shas ma'is, that person starts to at least put up a fight, at least come up with a chechs. It's a different adult, even if he did it. Over. The real mahalich, when we're not interested in what's going to be when you're in the chech, but you're going to be a yore chech, you want to make sure that tachlis, you don't do this. So a person has to have on both of these stodim of what we're talking about, you know, either from the guerrilla attack, the service of the Yetzer in a strong way, or when a person wasn't aware called that there's anything wrong with his action, it requires preparation. And vadai, at least on the first level of prerequisite, is that you have to be ready to survive. Because otherwise you're always going to be stumbling over your shoes. And by the time you thought what to do about it, it's already over. Things go quickly. You can't wait till then. So a prerequisite to be a yorechet, the derech, his title was yorechet. His derech was that basic derech, which is the requirement, the basic prerequisite for the quality of your echet. The prerequisite is rayas anoyim. A person has to be able to see where things are going. Maybe we'll give another marshal, another example of the process of rayas anoyim in terms of your echet. Any bar das would be given a choice. What's p'chir? So it's a first posik. Asati p'necha v'yoyim. Asachayim v'samobis. Asatoi v'sarah. V'chartu v'chayim. Any choice. That's what it is. That's what it says. That's the way it is. You have a choice. Either you can live or you can die. Let's make a sekiah. And anybody wants to live, raise your right hand. If you want to die, raise your left hand. Who wants toiv and who wants ra? And if you're not sure what toiv and ra means, so we have whole halakim of the chumash, very, very explicit explanations what ra looks like. I am the toichacha. You'll get a very, very clear picture of exactly what we mean when we say, when we're talking about ra, we're talking about ra. Like, really bad news. Not the little thing. So who wants ra? Who wants toif? Choice. Take a vote. Have elections. All those for ra, please write your left hand. All those for... What kind of choice is that? So either it seems that the pasuk is out of link with the mitzvahs. That can't be. What must be that we're out of link. Our understanding of Nisyonis There's a stira. When we see the Torah. If it would be so clear, I am above it, there would be no fear. So it would seem to us that, no, it's not that way. There are things that are very good, and things that look good, but not modest. You can't say chai modest. If you tell me that you have to choose between pnimius and chitzenius, quality and quantity, like some type of a moral judgment, even oilam is there and oilam is there. Depending on how you look at that subject, but the whole thing, there's two sides to the scale. There's something to choose about. There's something to apply your das to weigh it out, see whether chayim and modest, there's no... It's not true. There's no... You can't be boicher between chayim and modest. Here, the definition of chayim is that you have to weigh it out. There are two sides to the issue. Worse than that, it's that the Pasuk says, b'chayim to b'chayim. Rashi on the place brings a marshal. Marshal. Father had a special son. Before he died, he took his son, the sada that was really the better quality sada. He said, son, when the time comes, choose this one. This is the good one. Trust me. Even if you don't have it so clear, this you go for this one. Let your other brothers have the other one. And that's the marshal of Bechai to Bechai. This doesn't stick. It doesn't stick. It's not right. Two sages that the son doesn't know the difference because you have to be an expert to see the difference between what this is a better quality. You have to, sometimes the expert doesn't have any nisoyon. So the inexperienced child, the father comes and tells him, maybe that one looks more flowery, but this is the one that produces more of all. Heart of the chayim and modest. It's not a choice. But the Pasuk says, more foolish, that that is the Bechir. It says, in truth, the difference, there's a basic difference starting here between Yiddishkeit and other religions. Other religions deal with this problem, and they say that there are two camps. There are two camps. The white hats and the black hats. Red hats, devil, okay, you have different names. And you can choose. You can be from God's boys or you can be from the other guys. But there are two camps. And they both have a whole world to them, a home accord to them, a home thing. And you can choose. If you choose this camp, so you go with the rules of that camp. If you choose that camp, you go with the rules of this camp. The basic form where that usually boils down to is Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. With the goy usually coming to the conclusion that Olam Haba, forget it. As the Gemara, they brought up the big Rishon in the goy, asked him, what's your bilum? What's your din? So I told him what his din is. Gefel, my rice. And I said, oh, Nus, what do you mean? It's me. He says, "Call the tiyid." It's true. Why? Call them etzila. You're so nice, Rosh. You did that, but look where you end up. He said, "I was going to end up there anyway. This way, that way. Get to Olam Haba. You know what you have to do to get to Olam Haba? You got to be like those yidden." So Olam Haba, listen, that's not a fair choice anyway. So it's only a question whether you're really going to get out of Mosaic, or you're going to just have to get out again. You're going to just, plug along in this world. You're going to be one of those little schmoes that do all the hard work. And then anyway, you're not going to be out of Mosaic, it's going to be the Yid. So forget it. I don't know about, Tati Esav has given that over to Yaakov long ago. He gave up on that. Nazir Adashim gave away out of Mosaic. You can get killed. You have to be worried about Yisrael Hashem, you do something wrong, you get killed. It's dangerous, not for me. Right? You can have that. The Nezir Adashim is enough for that. That's not a choice. So therefore, there's a big start side for the cloud of Olam Hazeh. And that's why, to a certain degree, a goy is not called a Baal Bechira. To a certain level, he's not called a Baal Bechira. Because his capabilities of coming to Olam Haba are really, is very, very minimal. And there's a much greater tzad for him to choose Olam Hazeh. And go after it. And that, Bilam gave him the right advice. He said, you want to get to the pinnacle of Olam Hazeh, you got to destroy the Yidden. Go after the Yidden. That's the only way. If you're going to be a Mr. Nice Guy, you're playing out, not getting involved with the Yidden, then you can only be a Mr. Wishy Washy. Be a star millionaire, anything special. Yeah. You can't make it big that way. If you want to make it big in Olam Hazeh, Rosh, you want to get to the top, you have to be a Meitzer of Klaus. Just try the Klaus, that's the truth. That's the way it works. But like Klaus was a little different. Klaus, so we say, we have an understanding. It's all or nothing. There's no steer between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Either you go derech etzayin shemayim, which is reality, chayim, and then you're going to have Olam Hazeh, you're going to have Olam Haba. Tell me, pas v'melech toichel, that's Olam Hazeh? Al ha'aretz tishon, that's Olam Hazeh? Yeah. But until you understand that, you got a little work to do. But the choice, the emes, is all or nothing. There are no two camps. The emes, the secret that the Torah teaches us in the Parsha, and even though they have Torah Shabbat Safi, they didn't get the message. The emes is that there's only Chaim and Moz. There's reality and non-existence. There's Torah and there's Ra. Because either it's good or it's not good, and it's not good. You can't choose between two goods. If you want, you can have silver, you can have gold. Either you get gold, or you get poison. There's no choice in that. So, Eich B'chol, how does Bechira work? Where's Taka the Bechira the clients? So, this is a Yisori, and it's, as many times as we repeat, it's not sufficient because. Is the Iker Mahalach of the Yetzahar of Klai Yisrael, it's over in all the Sforim, Shem already earlier. The Iker Mahalach of Klai Yisrael is Olam Haba. If you clarify to a Yid, each one according to his level of understanding of Torah, that this is Ra, that this is really Ra, this is negative, he won't do it. A Yid doesn't go after bad things. He won't do it. He may have a yetzahara to do it, he may have an inclination to do it, but if he had clear in his head that this is Ra and this is Toif, people don't do it. We're not evil people, we're good people. We don't do it. Ritzainin lasis etzinechas metzias of a yid. Yidin don't do Ra. Vadaya yid could be niskalka to the point that he starts doing Ra also. But be yusoy, be kahor, that's not the way a yid works. So how does it work? Iker Mahalik of how the Yetzirah works is that the Baruch Shalom gave the Yetzirah the capability of drain us a cup. Deep truth, that's the whole story. And it's painful to say. Right? You mean it wasn't really a serious choice in the first place? No, it never was. Never, not even once. But it was such a heavy decision. No, it wasn't. It was, in truth, because we are under that situation. But in terms of the pure emes of what the two choices were, Chaim and Moses, and as soon as you're called by its name, if you'll get through all the masquerading, you'll find the... Put it a liar. I understand the Yetzirah comes and he wants to do things, but he's not a liar. No. You got it all wrong. That's all he is a liar. It's total lies. He comes and says, this is what you want. It's going to be good for you. Here, I'm your friend. Here, do this, and you can have enough. It's going to be good for you. It's a total lie. 100% lie. It's not. He was fooling you to take silver instead of gold. He was fooling you to take poison instead of gold. Are you such an enemy? Yeah, he's a Soine. Yeah, the Soine. The Soine comes pat you on the back. Have a cookie. This is it. You know how many years of effort I've been putting in to have this cookie prepared for you? You know how much I was misamik. I was misamik in your tzorchen. And here I'll explain it to you. Yeah, I'll give you all the tzorchen. You didn't chap how much you need this. But you wait till I finish and you'll see that I'm right. That this is what's missing in your life. Okay? Coca-Cola. That's it. Pepsi. Again. How do we avoid that? So, Vadai, even Bishas Mice, a person has theoretically the capability of using the seichel and the guy is a seichel that tells the Yitzhahara to go off. So, you're a liar, you're an idiot, you're a Russian. You come here as my friend and you're my worst enemy. Get lost. I don't want to talk to you, I'm not even going to discuss it. I don't want to hear what you have to say. That's a koyach elyon. The person who can do that all the time in every situation is at least a Yisrael Sohanta. But that's not the way Yisrael Sohanta did things. Yisrael Sohanta was the Yisrael. The main derech, the main way that we prevent the Yitzhah Hora from coming along with these shenanigans is a Yisrael. How do you Yisrael? If he's so good, if he's such an actor, you have to know who you're up against. If you don't know your enemy, you don't have a chance. He's a person who's such a smooth talker, who can convince you that Hitler is your best friend and your mother is your worst enemy. Without a sign, soft. And if anybody's going to come and tell you different, you're going to be able to give him all the answers because he comes with all and everything worked out. Clear. Right? Hitler's your friend, your mother's enemy. Come on, you can't even start talking to somebody about that. I mean, I took a look over that because such a ridiculous example. There's no difference b'chlal between that and the stories of the Yitzhak. And he could succeed. So what do? We just put down our heads and say, well, boy, we're not with anything. This guy just told us thing. We made it. We didn't buy the 35 shekel thing. That's anyway. Okay, clear. Because here. But we're talking about somebody who can sell you the. It can sell you the worst check in the world that be'emes, a person is not sure. He doesn't have a call. He's really not sure what's better, Chaim or Moses. It's a prayer he has to, you know. And the good Tate, the Baruch Shalom, tells you, listen, I know that's tough. It's a tough decision, it's difficult, because once he's finished with his spiel, right, you don't really know anymore. Maybe what I really was missing was that. Moses, that, rah, that would have been, that's it, that's what I was missing. You know? Our Kinderlach. I'm telling you the answers. I give you the answers straight out before you. You don't know. See, you get confused. I understand. Here, trust me. I'm telling you, I know. The Vaishan tells us, like Tata takes the kid. Time comes. Please. This is the good for you. Take Chaim to the Minli. Say it. So how? As a Schwindler. No. What do we have to stand up against? The capability of following the track of the thing down to its ramifications. the whole koyach of the Yetzer Hara, and the only way, the capability of the Yetzer Hara, how do you turn things around and take out that person like that? To such extreme? Because in out of context, you can make anything look like anything. And you can take mobus with enough sugar coating and rah, and you can sell it to somebody that's what it does. But as everybody knows, things are tested by the test of time. Any time that a person had a real suffix about the quality of a simple thing, a machine, they went to buy. If we were able to take it home for 5 years, at the end of 5 years, you won't have any shakes. If he buys this one, his friend buys the other one, at the end of 5 years, they'll know exactly where this one goes and where that one goes. This one goes, it's still working fine, that one's in the garbage 2 years ago. And you can test. The test of time is a clarifying factor that can unclothe almost anything. However, there's a problem. If I wait till I'm finished, then I'm already 5 years past the selling point. Nice, I can turn around, maybe it'll be good for tshuva. But I go the wrong way, and I go down to 5 years, and I see I ended up in the gut. That's good for tshuva. But how do you, you don't want to get to the chet in the first place, and after the tshuva. And I always say, David HaMelech says, the main zachar noras orchoy, lishmo kizvoya. It's a pasuk in Tila. Don't even all say it from some of his writing notes. I'm so young. He was 70 years old. Right? 65, you want to say 65. 65, why not? Nah. He said it himself. Don't know what's talking to himself. Nah, he will not. So he's giving answers to other people. What's going on? Pshat in pasuk, I think it's my first pshat, is that the Vayishem runs the world such that there are nishenis that are particular to every stage of development of a person's life. The definition of a nar, besides the way it's used in the years, is a person who has das, but it's not fully developed, mainly is missing his insight. Every stage of a person's life, he looks back at the things that he was really tormented by, the real big sfeikas that he had down the road, let's say, 8 years ago. Idiot. Didn't you see? Right? Clear. Look back there. 2020 hindsight. 2020 hindsight. See, clear that at the stage you were there, now you've developed past it, so you look back at the stage there and things are very clear. But the problem is, that's good for, but wherever a person is, that's from this nishayim, from this klal, that there should be clear, the Boishim is always throwing spitballs. There's always something coming where from the left field. There's always something coming that you're not prepared for. That's not the way the world go. It's supposed to be everything like this, and oops, where did that come from? You get you totally, I have no experience with such a thing. I want to hold it. One second. What should I do now? I'm a nar. I'm back to nar. I don't have the nesoyin. Can't go base it on any nesoyin and say that, oh, I've been through this already. I know how this works. New situation in life. Every stage of a person's life. Vadai. There are developments relatively. That's what David Melech is saying, that wherever you get, you become David Melech also at the end of his life. Still got the problem. What's the So how are we going to succeed? The main zakenah is also, you have to be zoiche. You have to be able to be chayim to b'chayim, and I really don't know what's better, chayim to mos, because I'm a nar relative to that stage. So how does that make it? Where's the guarantee of success? This is nishmon yitzvayseh. There's an amuna. There's a koyach of amuna that we have adapted. We have a Bnei Shalom who told us, dear fellows, this is the good part. When in doubt, look over here. This is the good stuff. I understand, you don't know. I told you. You don't have to figure it all out yourself. The emphasis is that once a person has that amunah, And he knows it must be that this is the right thing. I don't understand why, but if the I understand that this is what the Rebbeinu would tell me, this is the right thing. Once I've gotten out of that confusion, I know what the decision is going to be, then all of a sudden the clouds start to and not only that, it really is the right thing. Oh, yeah, I see it. That usually comes second. So the first thing that a person has to do is Lishma Mitzvah Secha. You have to have a... That's the whole Derech HaYosha, the whole Derech HaTorah, is to give us a mahalik of how to deal with this. But that's enough for the standard stage, for the standard level of life. If you want to be a Yereichet, if you want to be the higher level, called a Yereichet, and you're not going to be... That's not sufficient. A person has to be in a status of on guard. Instead of, you can take on the koyach of 20/20 hindsight and foresight. Almost everybody has very good 20/20 hindsight. Unfortunately, we see that everybody has that either. But, but about the other guy, you do at least for sure. Look back, sometimes you look a long way back, but a person can see in the a capability of being Reyes and Noyleth, of using that same koyach that unveils things by the test of time in the back, man has a shoyus, a doif. Man has a koyach that can give him the insight, 20/20 foresight. They can clarify things, I really don't know. The two machines, they look all the same, they have the same buttons and guaranteed, same instructions. How am I supposed to know which one? If I would have 5 years to test it out, I would know. Man has a theoretical koyach, which we have to develop. That's what Shimon's Yisoy. To be a Yereichet, a day 20/24 second. He had to look at what it is now, and instead of seeing just the tefillahs of Rasha, the beginning of where it starts from, there are a lot of things that look very, very beautiful when you give me the starting point. But let's see, what happens next, and where is that going to bring to, and what is that going to bring to, and what is that going to bring to, and at the end you find the got it. Oh, Shivyon, that's a good example these days. Once it's fell down, so now you can talk about it. 2020 hindsight. Shivyon, everybody's communism. You know?
Yeah.
Everybody's the same. So. Tom's really nice. So. 2024 side of business, so now 1 second, in fact, that how a decision is going to be made. Ah, it has to be essential. And the person has 2024 side. You can go stage after stage of seeing how it's going to develop until you can go through the 5 year testing period. And sometimes the bigger things you need a little longer period. So the greater the Yereichet, the greater the koyach area a person has, the greater he can be nitzel by preemptive attacks of all of the different mahalchei yitzhak. Where do you get that from? Right? Where do we get that koyach to be able to say someone's nevuah? See into the future is worth the question. And this it says, chokhom odif menom. This koyach, the madrega that we're talking about, the shemit, I see your effect is corresponding to the Koyach Chochom. Torah is the Koyach Chochom, the Torah, Koyach Hadas, that Das Torah has. Is that Koyach Hadas that has the capability of extending from the earlier to the end? All sciences work from the end to the beginning. All Chochom are begoyim, that's why it's called Chitzenius, they start from the end. Lemaisa, it works kach for kach. So now let's see why. I work, what's the reason for that, and what's the reason before that, and I work back until I get to the klolim, the yisoidus of all the chukiyatev. But I always have to start from the observed results, working back to the more theoretical, if you want to call them, the more ruchni yisoidus, that the results that I see, that I observe, are a result of. Torah, or it's the opposite. Torah was megala to us all of the sages of the Torah gave us all of the rules of the game from the starting point. from the Yisoid. He gave us the capability of understanding before the presentation of the observed facts are given to you what the basic rules of things are. And like we were talking about before, before you get started, everything has to go up against one litmus test. What's the bottom line here? Right? This is the litmus test that every mice or every sheet, anything that comes. What's going on here? Is this Torah Vodik Nilsosodom going on here, or is this Kinetayim and Kovic going on here? Those are the... When a person has worked out through Torah the capability of understanding the Makor, the Shoyush, of where all Maisim come from, then you give him anything. Right? He has the capability of analyzing it. And being Royas and Noilet, he can see where is this heading. The greater the Koyach HaTorah a person has, the greater Das Torah, that's what they mean when they, now it became a political word, but it's a real thing. Das Torah is a real thing. It's the Kehl Das of 2024 sight. And we're all Mukhuyev in this. The person that can see the huge Shilas, the Velt Shilas, so then you need the Velt Godel. But that's the macro world. But we're all the Godel Ador of our own world. Right? Have our own household. We have to be the Roish of our lives. We have to be the Roish of our individual life. And we're Mukhuyev to be Koine Torah, to be Koine Das from that Torah, that will give us insight, that we'll be able to have the capability of preemptive attack on the Yetzirah by having, we're forewarned. Forewarned is prepared. We know everything that the Yetzirah can come up with, we've heard before. I think I forget who says it exactly. Posuk says on the Yetzirah that he's Melech Zokein Viksit. I forgot who says it. Shot Kulkolov and maybe the Goyin, I don't remember. Melech Zokein Viksil. He's a Zokein. He's been around for a long time and he knows all the tricks. Whatever you come up with, he'll come up with something better. Okay. But Viksil. Why is he Viksil? Because you can beat him at his own tricks. You feed him his own tricks and you work. He wants to come and give you, sell you, stories. He wants to come and be, like the Chavis Lohos puts it, the main Koyach Le'etzahor is the Sapek Olecho Zemitosecho. He comes and gives you all of the suave statements, things that were very clear to you. You know exactly what you wanted. All things you should know, maybe I really don't want that. Maybe I really want Moses. I'm not sure anymore. Person through Torah has the capability of telling him stories too. Ad kidei that we can come to b'chol levavecho k'shnei tzarech. We can get him working for us. Plug him in. Say, listen. Later we'll talk about your stories. But I have a story to tell you. Can mamish use the koyach ha'yetzer? Like it says, b'chol called menubel zeh. What are you going to do with him in the basement? Right. What is he going to do there? What is he going to do there? He's going to learn with Gishmak. Right. You can't learn with Gishmak with some Hurish and Chazal. You can't learn with Gishmak with the Yitzhar. For a person's Yovish when he Yitzhar, you need the Yitzhar come along. He says, listen, you know, all that stories you're telling me, maybe I hear. But I have something to tell you. This is play. Oh, come on, I'll talk. I will talk on the way. And then all of a sudden you turn around and say, you know, he's into it. It's her, huh? Shalom aleichem. What's saying it? And turn him around. You have the koyach. Have you been taking me to her lane? And turning him around. We're not doing very well, are we? This is wonderful. But we haven't gotten to this negative side. What's the negative? What's the loiva ben mishal? A lot? I mean, you're telling me somebody that missed the boat because he didn't think in advance? There's umpteen, and we give a few mishalim, there's umpteen mishalim that you can give of somebody who fell in because he didn't think in advance. What's the particular nekuda that Rav Shimon is telling us in Levi Vein and Mishalim, and what's the Isofa, this particular Isofa of Alovim Min HaOdom Kalovim Min HaOdom Kalovim Min HaMokar. What's this upgrading? What's this? What's the point in it? What's the necessary? What's it necessary to have that to Sefer for us to understand Rav Shimon's Mahalach here? The Dehara. What's the difference between a loy vivin, a mishalim, and a ganiv? A ganiv knows he's immoral. Because, hopefully, I mean, basically, normal until a person is totally destroyed morally, but every person knows that it's an immoral thing to be a ganiv. Go against the minimum of a human existence. Everybody knows that. I, a person, to God. Became poor, became in a situation, became kidney, became tiger, became covered. There are koichos that can bring a person to something that he knows is there. But a leive, the inner mashale, is a kind of balabas, wouldn't it? The Maral explains it over Omuk here. Then that goes into the idea of Levim and Amokim. The Levim is for loans. Loans are a positive thing. There's nothing wrong with a loan. A loan is positive. Why? Because man was made to be a social creature, and the world wasn't made to be each one totally on his own. The world was made to be an interaction between people, and you help me today, and I help you tomorrow. And one of the basis of Gemilas Chasadim, one of the very basic things that are called Gemilas Chasadim, and it's even taken over the name of Gemilas Chasadim as a law. It's one of the basic forms of Gemilas Chasadim. It's the etzem of a positive thing to take over. If a person has a financial straits right now, and this other person who can give him the loan is capable of giving him the loan, you give him the loan. I can account that you see by the Torah that if I don't give you a loan just because I'm cautious, I won't give the money back because Shemitah is coming, I'll call the Belial. Shrikl chanein. A loan is a gewaltige Sache. And it's not even with the aspect of busha of coming on to somebody in the negative form when you have to ask for tzedakah. Right? When you ask for tzedakah, then you're losing something. You're lowering your madrega to a degree. But the loan? The same as the loan. I mean, nowadays, the whole world is built on that. Right? You can't do business without taking a loan. I mean, you're crazy. Right? You do business with your own money. For sure. Then for sure you're not going to make any money. No bank would lend money to somebody who wants to business with their own money. I mean, that's a bad risk. Right? He doesn't know anything about business. And there is a chelik of that that's possible. So he comes and says, I did a positive thing. I borrowed money. I can say it even more. Later I got into trouble. You know, stocks went down and there was a crash. And, I don't have enough to pay. Well, what do you want from me? What do you want from me? I intended to pay. I still intend to pay. I don't know exactly how. I don't see when. But call me a Russian, call me what? You can get me excited. Leave me in a mockery. Fuck that. What are you trying to think? The Yisoid is the Yisoid of balances. And the give and take of the interrelationship between everything that there is in the world. A loy vivein mishalim is positive, but every person who takes a loan has become an eved. Eved loy v'lishmal. Amen. I took a loan, Sachiko. He gave the loan, I took the loan, and I became an eved loy v'lishmal. At last, what are you going to say? The answer is, because the etzem, I now have his money, and his money is supposed to be his money, not my money. If he gave it to me a matana, so there's a question to talk about the value of a matana. But the money is no longer his money, it's my money. If it's a pekodin, so it's his money, it's by me, I'm using it now, say even at iska, I'm using it now as his money, but it's his money. A loan is his money that I use as my money. And that's okay, bitnai. You are allowed to bend the pure emes of the world, because the Baruch Hashem wants mahalchei of sholayim, of interreaction between and chasod in between different people, and therefore, very good. What was his is over here now. Okay. But there's a t'nai. There's a t'nai that as soon as you've been taking on a loan, you've enslaved your whole existence to right that change. And if his money has become your money, then the only way that the formula can be complete and end up being positive, sacha kol positive, is that the maisa you pay without excuses. Excuses don't make a difference. You have to pay. Pay. Because it has to be made right. If you didn't, could be that the friend said, maybe he understands. It was an oinus, and he said, you got the tova, wait. But the Rebbeinu Hashem says no. I'll leave him alone, I'll leave him in a mocking. And it will throw him on the posik, you're a Rosh. Leave the Rosh, well, you're shalim, you're in the, there's an akuda here that totally moved you from Tzaddik to Rosh. There's what's right in the world, and there was what's wrong with the world, and you have a certain capability to manipulate the world according to your will, but you have a chrayas to set it straight. If you didn't set it straight, then you've changed this balance of the world. The Rishonim explained that the Baruch Hashem never leaves the world out of balance, and that if you mess up the world, he's going to have to fix it up. So then you come directly to Leib and Amok, because he'll have the words come and collect from you. So that's a schmack, because how do you pay the Baruch Hashem back? He doesn't accept green dollars or black dollars or red dollars. That's a problem. It gets a little complicated. It's sticky. Okay. But right now, we'll stop here. But the point out here, this is bringing out the opposite number of the Maila of Arayas and Lailat to its extreme, where a person can... I don't know if it's clear enough. Okay. So, we'll leave it here, Bing Tang. The point that a person is a chroi for the future. A person is a chroi in a chanami. A loan is chad is that you can borrow next year, next month's salary. You have a right to borrow next year's money. You can play games with the future. A loan is things that you're spending money that you're going to have later. You can do that. Say it, but there's a t'nai. You're accepting yourself a tremendous responsibility. And if not, that means that you bechlal weren't dealing with the future. You were stealing from the future. Kosher, no, mechubad. But without living bechlal in the future, even though be'etzem alone is taking from the future. Then you become a person who's mufka, the total opposite from Reyes and Noilad. That means a person who, you're signing on the future, I will pay in the future. I mean, you're taking a chayis for the future, and at the same moment where we're all talking about, where the whole subject is a loan on the future, you're ainu mishali. That means you're mufka from the whole mahalik of the capability of Reyes and Noilad. So in be'etzim, whatever his ma'isim are, in this chal on him, the loy v'rosh, the loy yishali. Tov.
What stage is it called?
When he's called Lo Yishal.
When he doesn't
extend it anymore. Whatever. Yeah. So he gives you another loan. How do you usually pay up a loan? He can borrow from the other guy, right?
That's okay.
You say that's all right.
Yeah.
But if you're late today, if you were late a day without permission,
without
if you were late a day without permission, on that day you walked around the rush. Sounds no jokes. To walk down the rush.
I mean, not actually, not a Chloe's sticker.
There's a certain Chloe sticker stample that you have that you gotta get out of. No, it's something that bechalal your relationship to the future. Who asked you to take halvos? Live in the present. What are you going to the future?
Well, so the present is up for now, I'm saying.
But what are you going to the future for? What right do you have to play around the future?
Yeah.
You're a future person, you're not a future person. If you're Mishalim, so you say that, play around the future, but I did it right. Say it, Mishalim. But if you're loyal Mishalim, that means, not only, I'm not up to dealing with the future. Right? So you don't have that Milo. But you want to steal from the future? You want to say that I'm going to deal with the future negatively and not take the achrayas of it? That's a person who's uprooting the achrayas of the future. And he comes, like I said, at the time, I was beseder, alone was beseder, now I throw up my hands and say, what could I do? That's the exact opposite of there is a
So wouldn't it be a chesed to try to...